All right, well, let me jump on into my opening monologue, the Right Side Way monologue. As always, remember attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee. He is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in a minute. Listen, so last week I talked about arguments that were going on before the Supreme Court of the United States. In the course of that discussion, I mentioned that one of the counsel present had used the term immutable. Immutable. I mean, for something to be immutable, it must be unable to be changed. It's something that is just what it is, and the natural order of things affirms it, and that nothing can be done to undo it. Immutability is like permanency. It's lasting. It's tangible. It's real. Now, combine that word with how I feel about the United States of America and how really I'm sure that most of my right-side ruffians out there feel about America. Are we, as a nation, are we immutable? Are we permanent? Well, the answer is kind of yes and no. I believe that we are a nation ordained for purpose. We are founded by godly men for godly principles, and a miracle of God himself is what put us on the map. Everything about the forming of America is miraculous, and I don't want it to change. I want the United States of America to be immutable, but that takes work. Because if we are to be immutable, you got to ask yourself, is it just about geography? Or is the immutability of America something more than that, something bigger than that, something more esoteric than that? What does it take for America to be immutable? Well, I'm reminded, though, of a story about something I may have talked about here on the show before. I believe I have. But I got to Baghdad in the early stages of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And when I first arrived, Camp Victory was still being established in and around Baghdad International Airport. We call that BIAP. A lot of what was there didn't even have hard stands yet. It was tents, and it was things that were temporary, and we were using Iraqi buildings, and even Saddam's old palace was nearby, and it was a hub of activity. The Green Zone was a half hour to the east. It was still being hardened up into a massive fort. But despite the fact that outside the wire was a hostile red zone, I was shocked when I got there to find that there was a thriving Burger King already set up at BIAP. A Burger King. I was blown away. I mean, the chow hall wasn't bad for Army food in a war zone, but nonetheless, the Burger King, man, it was going gangbusters. Had an assembly line of basic orders available for the troops who stood in line for up to half an hour to get burgers and fries wrapped in that yellow waxy paper and tasting just like home. At one point, I read that the Burger King in Baghdad, in the early stages of the war, even though it was set up in mobile units and was carry-out only, that one Burger King was the third highest grossing Burger King in the entire world. In the entire world. And I'll tell you why. Because it was a symbol of the hometowns that so many troops had left behind to go fight a war on foreign soil. The branding of Burger King stood out for them in the war zone like a beacon. The burgers and the fries, they tasted exactly the same way they were supposed to. Platoon sergeants became heroes when they would pull up in their Humvees and order a sack of cheeseburgers for their whole platoon, and when the troops got them, they were already cold, but nobody cared. It was a consistent taste and sight of home that was imported without being changed, and it was awesome. It was like a piece of America, and everybody wanted a piece of it. It was unchanged. It was the same as expected. It was awesome, and it brought a sense of peace, to be honest. It was kind of like the branding of Burger King is immutable. You can have it back home where it's peaceful, or you can have it in the war zone. It still tasted the same, and it was great. So another conversation, though, while I was in Baghdad, I had a conversation one day with my chief interpreter. I can still picture where we were as we walked across an open area on the FOB. It was the same area of operations where the iconic images were taken of Saddam's statue being torn down. My interpreter's name was Wissam, but we all called him Sammy, and he was like one of us. I'll never forget this moment because of what he said. Just out of the blue, we're walking along. He said, "Hey, sir, I was talking with my father last night. He said to me that the reason that America is so blessed is because they are honorable and they keep their promises." It was a heartfelt statement. He wasn't trying to puff me up in any way. He got nothing out of it. It was one of those things that I logged away in my mind, though, under the "don't forget this moment" category. And I can't help but wonder if his father still feels that way now. But I've always felt that way. And truthfully, I still do. America, from the time of its inception, has always had the immutable characteristic of being a force for good, and that is bigger than our geography. Yeah, we don't always move as fast as we should. We don't always get everything right. But we as a nation are built on the premise that we should move to the good. We have a long tradition of getting there. I mean, did we have slavery? Yes, but we moved to the point that we became the world leader in abolishing it. Were we slow to enter World War II? Arguably, yes, but we became the force that pushed fascism back into a hole. We have a reputation in the world. It's been a reliable reputation, an immutable characteristic, if you will, that America is a force for good. We cannot be changed. No matter where we are still America, much like Burger King can show up in a war zone and taste just the same and give you a sense of home. A touch of America, wherever it is, still carries that same sense of being for the greater good. But the progressive left, they need that to change. The woke left needs the U.S. and its culture and all of its components to be just plain mutable as opposed to immutable. I mean, if the left can build uncertainty at home and abroad, then the immutability of America comes into doubt. We're no longer reliable. The brand has been diminished. It's like going to Burger King anywhere in the world and suddenly find out the burger doesn't taste the same. You know what's on the menu, though. You know how it's made. You already have an expectation before you get there because there are some things that Burger King does without fail. Well, I got news. The same should be said about America. And yet the left needs to tear that down. And I'll be honest with you. Burger King didn't try to change their menu just because they were in a war zone. They knew better. And the left, though, they need America to change. They will do all they can. The entire leftist woke agenda depends on things being seen as uncertain so that they can swoop in and provide their own leftist version of how to fix it. So, yes, there actually is a legal doctrine called the doctrine of immutability. It's often used in the context of defining whether someone has been discriminated against or denied some kind of equal opportunity simply because they have an immutable characteristic like skin color or gender. For something to be immutable in the eyes of the law, it requires being defined, like I said before, as unchangeable, intrinsically immovable, unable to change even if it wanted to. But for something to be just plain old mutable, which is just the opposite, that's to say that it can be changed. It's no longer reliable. So how do you defeat the narrative that says America abolished slavery? Well, you create the world's foremost civil rights and equal opportunity laws, but then you also declare systemic racism. You teach alternative history to kids like the 1619 Project. You declare the need to shut down military training to root out so-called extremism. And just like that, you create an air of uncertainty and you defeat the long-standing positions of immutability. How do you derail the knowledge that America is an economic powerhouse? Well, you just redefine our existential threats. You give us dire chicken little perceptions that we're all going to die in 10 years unless we retool everything we do away from fossil fuels and go electric. Just a little anxiety, a little fear-mongering combined with some government mandates, and just like that, you got uncertainty, and suddenly the world doesn't know what America's doing with its economy. But go back to my original thought. The immutable characteristic of America is to be a force for good in the world. Is that still in place? I believe it is. But it has been tarnished. There was a time when Republicans and Democrats and independents could all differ on matters of policy, but in the end, we were all still Americans. We would push for an image on the world stage that America was the biggest dog, but yet a big dog with a big heart and a force for good in the world. And then Barack Obama came along and that tone changed. The president of the United States, for the first time ever, began doing what became known as the Great Apology Tour. He apologized for America for simply being America. Michelle Obama, remember this? She said that for the first time, she was proud of America. The first time in her life. The war in Iraq became an abandonment of allies, and ISIS then came in and filled the vacuum. Fast forward to the Biden administration and the gross incompetence of bailing out of Afghanistan, abandoning citizens and allies. And now the Taliban's back in power and has once again set up a safe haven for terrorism. What was once a fringe element of society got hold of the Oval Office and the power of the bully pulpit, and the progressive left began telling the world that we are no longer a force for good. They even began acting like it, clearly demonstrating to the world that we cannot be counted on. That when you see the brand of the U.S., that the recipes may not be reliably consistent. The goal of the progressive left is to ensure that America's immutable characteristics can be just seen as mutable and therefore not able to be relied on. It's intentional. They need us torn down so they can build us back in their own distorted image. And I'm not doing it. I ain't. I'm not doing it. I believe that we are still a force for good, and the world is still watching with bated breath to see if we can get this whole thing righted in 2025. Just like a Burger King in Baghdad. We got to be able to provide the sense that no matter where we go, the recipe stays the same. We must provide the sense that all is well, because America is immutable. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.